Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, very windy, but mild, high around 50 degrees. Around the area, temperature-wise, 45 at this hour already in Kenosha, Burlington 43, Milwaukee 44. It is 41 right now in Racine. An early morning traffic incident in Racine began along Main Street near downtown with one of the side mirrors on a police squad car being hit by another vehicle. This just after 2 o'clock. It led to a southbound pursuit along several streets, then into Mount Pleasant, but with some additional property damage along the way. The officer, while following that vehicle, reported it striking a light pole near Roosevelt Park, which then fell onto a fence for the water treatment plant. Despite damage from the impact, the driver kept going onto Racine Street, then Sheridan Road. He eventually pulled over north of Chicory Road, just ahead of waiting Mount Pleasant police. Operating while suspended is apparently one of the charges. Racine police looking into the robbery that involved a delivery driver in the 4600 block of Olive Street Wednesday night. It was the second such time in as many days that a robbery has taken place there. This time it was a driver for China House Restaurant, reporting that he was robbed by a man who displayed a gun, took his money, then ran off. The holdup, similar to one Tuesday evening with a Pizza Hut delivery driver, who was robbed in the same area. Police calling anybody with information to give them a call, their investigative unit, or to contact anonymously Crime Stoppers of Racine County. The deaths of four infants in Kenosha over a two-week period this month, taking an emotional toll not only on the families, of course, involved, but also on the first responders. Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey saying his department is paying particular attention to the officers who were called in on this case.
For us to pay $4 or $5 million.
Morrissey says that help is available to officers emotionally affected by the deaths, noting the city's insurance coverage also expanded this year to cover even more visits to mental health professionals outside the department. Meanwhile, Kenosha County health officials are organizing a resource fair trying to help parents create safe sleeping conditions for infants. Three Racine High School students arrested for trying to break into JoJo's Quick Market on 16th Street Wednesday morning. Police Lieutenant Al Day says officers responding to the store found a suspect in the area, quickly identified others who were involved. Two of the 17-year-olds arrested at school later in the morning. Day's indicating they're also believed to have been involved in a burglary to Your Sweet Shop on South Memorial Drive a short time before the incident at JoJo's. Two of the teens facing one count each of attempted burglary. The third, it could be three counts. They're scheduled to be in court later today. And a Burlington man is facing charges allegedly staging a break-in to get a refill on his oxycodone prescription. This last August, according to court documents, 44-year-old Ralph Brown calling police in Burlington to report a break-in. However, during the investigation, investigators discovered some inconsistencies with the story and evidence at the apartment of Brown. They say that he admitted staging the break-in and the theft of the medication just to get a refill on his prescription. He's also accused of taking his girlfriend's oxycodone. Brown charged with possession of narcotics, obtaining a controlled substance by fraud, and misdemeanor obstructing. The Wisconsin Humane Society hopes to be in a new Racine County facility along 90th Street north of 16th Street in Mount Pleasant sometime in the second half of next year, replacing the current building on Chicory Road that was inherited when Countryside got out of the animal control business a few years ago. During the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission meeting this week, the Humane Society's Matt Whitty explained the need for a third and final extension on a trailer for cats at the Chicory Road site relates to their plans for the new facility.
We do have an accepted offer on a parcel of land not far from where we sit today. It's actually just south of Baton Meter, just down this road. And we are in active discussions right now looking for our general contractor for that project.
Whitty said that they're very confident about the new site being ready by the middle to latter part of next year. Armed with the knowledge of this new facility planned in 2017 on land south of Badger Meter, the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission granted the extension on the cat trailer through the end of next year. It's rare for Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosma to call anybody out at a meeting, but he did so Wednesday night during the council session, said he felt a need to answer to a citizen's continual harping, in his word, about the demise of the streetcar project and the lack of movement on recommendations in the downtown Kenosha plan during a number of meetings over the past several months. Bosma noting that Milwaukee recently lost a court fight and will have to pay millions to have utilities for its streetcar system moved, something that Kenosha at one point was also facing.
for us to pay $4 or $5 million to move a bunch of pipes that we haven't harmed in the last dozen years made no sense, and that's the reason why the project went south.
Mayor Bossman said the streetcar system was included in the recommendations of the downtown plan, but it's up to the aldermen to now decide which projects move forward. Speaking of streetcars and Milwaukee, state taxpayer funding cannot be used to support that project under a bill approved in the state assembly. Slinger Republican Bob Gannon arguing it's needed to make sure the taxpayers outside the city of Milwaukee aren't paying for it.
This bill does not stop the city of Milwaukee from taking their hard-earned taxpayers' money and building a trolley. What it does is it keeps the balance of the state from paying for that trolley once it's up and running.
It passed on a 59-36 vote. Now it's off to the Senate. Kenosha County's Petrifying Springs Park remains closed for yet another week to allow logging crews the additional time to remove all the remnants of ash trees cut down during the past several weeks. County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy says that park had initially been scheduled to reopen tomorrow, but there are still too many unsafe piles of logs across the facility that need to be removed. Pets is now scheduled to reopen February 27th. In the meantime, Fox River Park closed earlier this week, and now Brightondale Golf Course is also closed. Rudy says their hired logging company is on a tight schedule to complete the removal of the trees and needs to do the work uninterrupted in each of the parks before the ground thaws. And Racine's North Beach is in the running as the best freshwater beach in the entire country. USA Today's Reader's Choice program is ranking the top 10 freshwater beaches in its last report. Racine was in second place out of the 20 beaches being ranked. North Beach being noted as a delightful summer playground for visitors who flock there to the impressive space, which affords families a lot of room to spread out and to enjoy the time playing in the sand and splashy fun in the cooling shallow waters. North Beach trailing only Michigan's Grand Haven State Park in the voting, which continues through the 14th of March. WRJN.com. That is our webpage, and our newscasts are there whenever you want. Go into the local news section. Also at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.